Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She's helping us understand how to do a better job of preparing, planning for, and remitting our taxes. And she's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Her website is taxmama.com. Eva, you wrote something recently about, you kind of gave an evaluation of the IRS. How'd they do in 2012?
Well, you know, it's not exactly my evaluation. It's actually the evaluation of the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration.
The IG.
Big time. Now, see, here's what happens. You know how we're afraid of IRS because they audit us?
Mm-hmm.
IRS is afraid of TIGTA. TIGTA's life is auditing IRS.
Ah. Yeah, every government organization, I ran into this when I was in the Army, as a commander in the Army. You know, the IG, there was like the boogeyman, right?
That's it, the Inspector General.
Yeah.
And so they audit IRS, and their overall evaluation was that IRS has some problems, but they did a pretty darn good job. They're improving. They're improving.
Says who? But, I mean, I know says who, but based on what criteria are they improving?
Well, there
is that. Is that like bad news for small businesses that they're improving?
Well, no. It's good news for the taxpayers because one of the areas where they're improving is they are battling fraud. They have saved us billions of dollars worth of of fraud. You know,
perpetrated. What are some examples of fraud that they've stopped? You know.
Yes, and the report goes into great detail, and my article outlines some of it. What happens is we have what's called refundable credits. That means that you don't pay anything in, but IRS will give you money.
What? And when can I get some of that?
You have to be very poor and get an earned income credit.
Oh, okay.
Then we have that whole first-time home buyer's credit. We've got the American Opportunity Credit. So there are a number of...
What's the American Opportunity Credit? That sounds like me.
Oh, sure, yeah. If you're in college and the first 4 years,
okay.
And that ends this year, that was one of President
that
Obama's
ship is
things.
That ship sailed a long time ago. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, really. So these are things that are refundable. And anytime there's a credit that's refundable, it becomes a target because people find ways to lie on their tax returns to get it. And it's not just individuals that do that. There are rings of thieves that set up a whole batch of
So the IRS is they've probably got a department dedicated to going after these folks.
Criminal investigation.
And they put them in jail, don't they?
They put them in jail. They try to get as much money back as they can, but better yet, if they can stop the credits from being paid out in the first place. And that's what they were very good at this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they stopped billions and billions of dollars of going out the door from these people who are doing that.
See, I'm glad they're focusing on the bad guys and not focusing on not making small business owners feel like they're bad guys.
Well, now here we go.
They're also going after business
owners.
That's the bad news, right?
The bad news is they're getting better at targeting their audits, so they're not wasting their time auditing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're able to focus.
They literally identify the highest percentage play, don't they?
Yeah, you know, the magic IRS computer is pretty able to identify somebody that when they audit them, they're going to get money from them. And for us, that's pretty good because then they don't bug us.
So they're really doing audits based on a business model, not just a punitive model.
Exactly. They want their audits to be profitable.
They don't just want you to do it right. they want to find the people who are not doing it right enough that it's worthy of their time.
And who can also afford to pay. I've had audits canceled because I've told IRS, look, what are you going to get from this
guy? Yeah, you're not going
after. Even if he did it wrong, what's he going to give you? He owns nothing.
Right.
You know, so I've had audits canceled.
I can just see him. I can just see him walking away from you, kind of kicking the dirt, all cussing and.
Aw, shucks. Yeah, we've had that. So yeah, there is a business model. The audits have to make sense, and so for us, it's a lot more fun. The other thing is they're really hitting people with accounts offshore, and that is gone overboard. I mean, they are treating people like criminals who have family inheritances they didn't report because they didn't know they needed to fill out certain kinds of paperwork. And so they're picking up 25 to 100% penalties on that. But this is what amazes me. And I could never believe anyone could do this. The IRS managed to break the secrecy of the Swiss banks.
What they did, didn't they?
They did.
After generations and generations of those things being locked up, like God had the key, they broke it open, didn't they?
Yeah, and that, I think, is the most astonishing thing. People don't realize quite what an accomplishment that
was.
That
was a big accomplishment, yeah.
It was. And so, you know, this is all under the auspices of Doug Schumann, who just retired from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
His term just ended a couple of weeks ago.
Good report on the IRS there, Eva. When we come back, I'm going to ask Eva to tell us what's could be in store for us with regard to the fiscal cliff. If we go over the fiscal cliff, what's that going to mean for our tax planning? Intel, I'm Jim Blassingham. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. Her website is taxmama.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.